This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
1 hour left on Grant and Danny this week and tonight. We're keeping you company on your commute home, and we thank you for listening to the show each and every Friday as part of our Football Friday preview of the upcoming game. Nobody does a better job breaking down Sunday matchups on Fridays than your pals. We scout the opponent. And to help us scout the New York Giants, we've got Howard Cross of Giants Radio, who joins us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Howard, thanks for the time. Let's just begin with what is a regression, it seems like, for New York over this last month. They've dropped 3 out of 4 with losses to teams like the Detroit Lions, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Seattle Seahawks. What has changed as they have kind of lost some of that dominant footing they had out of the gates?
Well, what really changed was that, you know, Bellinger getting hurt kind of really stifled the offense. And the reason why I say that is that as a tight end, you wouldn't think of it this way, but he's an excellent blocker, and it creates so many opportunities in the run game when he's out there. His ability to block and hold off defensive ends and linebackers has really, you know, helped the offense kind of get going. And then when they're doing the RPOs, he's a pivotal point in that process, as well as he releases down the field off of those blocks to catch passes. He should be back either this week or next week. So if with his return, you know, pending, it will change a lot of the offensive progress of the game. The other thing is that, you know, the Giants had, oh my goodness, so many injuries that is just overwhelming. Both corners went down. Some of the pass rushers are out. A bunch of the offensive linemen went out. It just was, you know, kind of a snowball effect all at once.
Are there receiving options enough for this game, Howard? Just thinking about, you know, all of a sudden it feels like a renaissance for Slayton again. Like he's had a big catch and run of late. With Bellinger back, is there enough for Daniel Jones to be able to sprinkle it around a little bit?
There's enough. I mean, they can move the ball around a little bit with the receiver options. It's just that they don't have they've been complaining about that all year long. And with Slayton coming back and becoming more of almost a downfield threat, he's an excellent route runner. It helps out, but you need a guy opposite Slayton. And Bellinger was like that second option getting off the line of scrimmage. If he's not back, then you're still trying to, you know, piece together a passing game with limited receivers.
So I don't mean this disrespectively toward the Giants at all, right? Washington's similar in a lot of ways. But we were breaking them down a little bit ago, and I said, Jones doesn't scare me throwing the football, and they don't have the weapons to scare me on the outside. The running game recently, you mentioned Bellinger, there are other reasons why I'm sure, but hasn't been great. And by the way, Washington's exceptional at stopping the run. You know, defensively, they're fine, but they're not as good as Washington. My point was there's like nothing about this team that really scares me other than Daniel Jones running the football on some broken plays. Am I off base? What am I missing? Like, what is the calling card for them that you would say makes them dangerous?
If everybody starts to come back, if a few of the offensive linemen come back and Bellinger comes back, then it becomes a problem for Washington in the standpoint that the RPOs become the hardest thing to prevent in football in the NFL, because you have to account for the quarterback on every play. It's no need to run the quarterback if he's kind of the option and if nothing else can happen on the outside. If Bellinger's back, you know, Saquon and Jones are playing at the same time, then, you know, you have to start accounting for extra people. You do account for everyone when there's, you know, not that third option out there. If everyone's back, it becomes a little bit harder to do. I think Washington's advantage is their interior three guys are the guys that are going to be playing against the guys that are struggling probably the most for the Giants. That's the, you know, one-off for the two teams. If the Giants find a way to, quote-unquote, maybe get the ball closer to the edge and they can, if they're not running it, they're just pitching it right over the edge, it becomes a hard thing to cover.
Howard Cross with us here, breaking down the Giants, scouting the opponent here on G&D. What have we seen from Kayvon Thibodeaux just yet? I think Dexter Lawrence is really good. Leonard Williams doesn't have the sack totals, but that guy's still a force. What have we seen from the young rookie?
A lot of disrespect from the officials. There are guys that are tackling him to the ground game in and game out, which I think is kind of funny. But he's going to probably show up more and more as the year goes on. Like, I think he's really I think he's becoming totally healthy. He's, you know, came off the knee injury, took about four games to kind of get his legs back under him, and he's getting better and better week in and week out. There are games where, like, I think even in the Dallas game, he ran over the tackle, the tight end, and Zeke on his way to hitting Dak. So you can't really count the kid out. He's got that kind of special talent and ability, and if he gets a little healthier, he becomes of a problem. The problem is that he doesn't have a guy on the opposite side that is like consistently coming in and giving some sort of pressure. So you got the two guys in the middle and nobody to the opposite side. So quarterbacks start to fade away from his side and fade away from the middle. And the guy on the opposite side kind of has to make a play or at least hold the quarterback in place.
Howard, correct me if I'm wrong. They didn't pick up the option on Daniel Jones before the year, right?
So, no, they did not.
So he's a pending free agent then? His contract's expiring. What is the state of the union on that decision?
I wish I could tell you. I mean, if somehow, someway, let's say the Giants split with Washington, they somehow, someway split with the Eagles and win one of the other two games, the Giants would be in the playoffs. If the Giants go to the playoffs, I have no idea what they do. You know, they could franchise him. They could, you know, but if you franchise him, you can't franchise Saquon. You know, damn if you do, damn if you don't moment here with these guys. And you got other players that are coming up. You got Love that's coming up. You want to sign Love back to a contract. You got Dexter Lawrence, who's almost at the end of his deals. You got to figure out a way to tie him up. And soon you'll be trying to tie up Thomas on the outside. So when they came, they knew they had a lot to do with the salary cap and this roster. It's just, you know, one of those things. They kind of, we say mortgage the farm to try to get into the playoffs, and when it didn't work, the mortgage still do.
You mentioned Saquon Barkley, who's going to rush for 1,000 yards for a third time this year. After 8 yards against Washington, he'll be over 1,000 for the year. After 2 years without having done it, he's getting back to the level we saw when he was a rookie of the year in his first season and a strong sophomore season. Is it just health with him, or is there more to it than that? And chronicle how good he's been this year. He's still somehow only 25 years old.
He is a young player. You know, he dealt with a knee and an ankle for 2 years trying to get over that. He really recovered really well. You know, if he's healthy, you know, top to bottom, shoulders, knees, hips, everything, he can be a dangerous back. It's just how do you figure out how to get him the ball? The problem is that when he's such a big weapon, teams start to, you know, load up the box. When you watch defenses, whatever team it is, there are 8 guys, 9 guys standing in the box trying to wait for him to touch the ball. You can fake it to him, and God, the entire defense follows him over.
Last one I want to ask you about here, Howard, is this Giants secondary. I feel like at times this year it's been really solid, even plus. I wonder where they're at now and if there might be potential for a big Washington play. We haven't had one of those in like months and months, it seems, but I'm thinking of like a forward pass that a receiver catches for, say, more than like 8 or 9 yards.
There's a possibility. Like I said, it depends on who's going to be back this week. You know, with Jackson being out and the other starting corner being out, I'm thinking the third corner got banged up and was down. It became, you know, you can see it in the Dallas game. It was just, they were just trying to cycle guys through, trying to figure out who could stand up, who knew the coverage well enough. Like a lot of guys that are playing, they had at one point, I think in the Dallas game, they had 11 guys unavailable to play. That's more than a third of your entire team. So, you know, everybody's got injuries, but I don't know if the Giants had the personnel to have that many injuries and be you know, a viable team.
Former Giants radio helping us scout the opponent, Howard Cross, on Grant and Danny. Hey, I wanted to ask you one off the beaten path here, just college football question. I don't know how closely you follow college, but there's this D lineman at Notre Dame who's really impressed me this year named Howard Cross III, and I just wanted to see if you had any insight or you've heard about this guy at all. He looks like he could be a pro.
Well, you know, the thing about Howard is, like, when he was coming out of school at 6 foot tall, everybody was not counting on him, and all of a sudden he became, like, I think, Gatorade Player of the Year or whatever it was for the state of New Jersey, and he got a ton of offers all of a sudden, and we tried to, point towards great education over and over again more than anything else, thinking that, hey, look, if you get a shot at the pros, that would be awesome. But if you go to one of these schools, a Stanford, a Northwestern, a Duke, or Notre Dame, like, if you get a degree from there, it can carry your life for a long ways. And he's going there, getting his degree. Thank God he should graduate this May. And he's been playing pretty excellent. Even, I think, like midway through the season, he had a high ankle sprain and still is an effective player. So, you know, totally healthy. I have no idea, what he's going to do. I don't know what he runs his 40 in. I've never timed him, but he's able to play at a very high rate. He's pretty fast. He gets a lot of penetration. And he always complains, I need to make more sacks. I said, just make tackles and please stay healthy if you can. So it's just funny for me, to watch your son playing high levels at a Division I school.
Can't even imagine. It's really, really cool. Howard, congrats on that, and enjoy the game this weekend, man. Thanks for the time.
All right, man. You guys have a great one.
You too. Be good. There's Howard Cross, Giants Radio, on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. So there's your breakdown on the New York football Giants. All right, let's do this next. Let's make our predictions for the game this Sunday, and let's take your calls. Does Washington beat New York? If they do, they have set themselves up to be basically a win in the upcoming game out of the bye away from sealing a postseason spot up with 3 weeks to go. Grant and Danny on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.